Hi and welcome to another Folkin.com interview with me, Paul Johnson. And today I'm delighted to tell you that we had a lovely interview with Mary Hell about the release of their brand new album, Emergency Lullabies. And I couldn't let the album go by, as always, without talking to the band about the songwriting and where they get the ideas from the songwriting. It was a pleasure to talk to them, be it over a dodgy internet connection. But I do hope you enjoy the interview, and we split it into three parts for your listening pleasure, so you can come back and listen at your leisure. Or you can listen to it all in one big lump if you want to. But this is part one of the interview, so please sit back, get a cup of tea, or a beer, or a glass of wine, and enjoy me talking to Mary Hell. Hi, and welcome along to another Folkin.com interview by my Zoom from my little Mystic Mask studios down here at the end of the world, next to Dungeness Power Station. And I'm hoping that the electricity and the internet lets us do this chat. With me, I've got most of Mary Hell, if not all of them. I've got Bob Kettle, I've got Virginia Kettle, I've got Lee, I've got Nick Davis. And waiting to come in and talk to us is one more. Anyway, hello, guys.
Neil.
It's Neil.
It's okay. It's been upgraded, so we've got as long as you want now.
Okay, cool.
Just welcome your listeners to the fact that we're at the cutting edge of technology in Mary Hell, Paul.
Absolutely. And it's great to do these things, but me being down here in the sticks, as far as you go before you fall in the sea, I'm hoping that the technology holds out long enough to talk. I am, of course, with the wonderful Mary Hell. I've got Bob Kettle, I've got Virginia Kettle, I've got Lee, I've got John, I've got Nick, I've got Neil McCartney. And we're talking about your new album, of course, Emergency Lullabies.
Emergency Lullabies, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. I've got to tell you guys, you've nailed it on this one. I have listened to it a few times now, and I can't fault even one track. Not that I'd want to.
Not even one.
Not even one single note. It's so annoying, because when I got it, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. Most of this album's going to be fantastic, but there's bound to be something on here I don't like. But no, every single minute of this album, guys, is, I mean, it's a credit to you all. It's such a great album, so well put together. Of course, you are Folkin.com best live act, which makes it better, you know. Yeah, so all of that comes nicely together. The thing about this album, I note that you say that you started recording it in autumn 2019. Was that right? This is Bob. Yep.
We did three songs to start with, didn't we? I think John might be able to correct me on that, but the first three that came out that recorded were kind of Sister Atlas and the other ones. Leave It in the Ground, and the third one in the trilogy.
We went over to France to the Jura Mountains last October.
I noted that, yes, for Karen's.
That's right, yeah. Karen Atkins, and a couple of them were written there actually as well, so, and finished there. So we started all marvellous and outdoors and coming together and communal, and then suddenly everything, you know, and it had to be finished in a different way, so.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, wasn't it? Because every time I talk to you guys, or at least one or two of you guys, we seem to be in some sort of lockdown or another, because we're now in lockdown two, weird, as it's known. I mean, from your point of view, would that meant not going to studios, or did you do it from home, or did you? I remember Virginia saying that you set up some things at home. How did that work?
Over to John for that one.
John, yeah.
Yeah, so what we did, Paul, we're quite blessed in Mary Hell because I'm a sound engineer by profession, so I've got a bit of kit that we can use. So I did the classic working from home sort of thing and took my studio into the living room. The best thing about modern studios is that it's not about the premises really. You pick up the equipment and you plug it into a different plug socket and away you go. And we're also blessed because all the band members have got access to a mic or a basic bit of music tech. And we'd actually captured the drums before that was the flying yard, but we couldn't really captured drums in my living room, and the our neighbours would not tolerate that at all. So we managed to get the drum parts recorded in the studio, and then all the band members recorded their parts at home, using whatever that they could muster to put it together. I mean, Andrew's was an amusing one. He just literally had a microphone suspended on its wire under the stairs in his house. literally just this hanging mic and learn the song, sing the songs in completeness without any sort of editing or sort of a recording production aggression from his big brother, and I think that was the way it went with everyone, really. Everybody just pitched in, did what they felt, and then threw it back to me, and I sort of edited it and stitched it and sort of tickled it here and there
I mean, in a strange way, John, like we've mentioned before in conversation, it's quite liberating in that sense, that you're not tied to a specific time or studio.
Time frame or limit.
You know, and obviously the red light was on and you've got so many chances of doing it, and, you know, time's up, you've got to sort of go. So from that perspective, recording in lockdown when you've got, you know, loads and loads of time on your hands to do them parts, it's quite liberating that.
Yeah, it allows
and
you to explore.
You know, once John gets it and then decides, you know, which parts he can use and which sound good, and that's where John's skill comes in as a producer, so it works really well. It
allows you to explore different options, you know, and then kind of either give every option to John or kind of make the decision yourself. Actually, that part is the bit I like the most, and that's the bit I'm going to put forward. You don't necessarily get that luxury sometimes when you're recording with the whole band.
True, yeah.
I think it makes everybody work harder and be more focused on what they're doing. And I'd do it again. I think we should do it.
I would,
again.
Yeah.
And that concludes part one of my interview with Mary Howe. Please join us for part two.